Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the issue of refugee resettlement has been causing quite a stir in the Chippewa Valley in recent weeks. And coming up, we'll talk about it on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Back in early October, it was reported by WQOW-TV in Eau Claire that World Relief, an evangelical Christian humanitarian organization, was set to open a branch of their organization in the city of Eau Claire, and they were hoping to help bring some 75 refugees into Eau Claire sometime next year. Well, on October 19th, the Eau Claire County Republican Party hosted a meeting where over 100 people came out, and one of the speakers they heard from was Ron Brantzner, who is a representative from Federation for American Immigration Reform. I spoke with him recently about what's his biggest concern with 75 refugees coming to Eau Claire.
So really what it is that the resettlement of refugees is a federally tax-funded program where local communities and state elected officials are required to be present when deciding to make their community a resettlement site. And so U.S. Code 1522 states that all representatives in the county and the local community have to be present and have to give lawful approval that they want this to be a site, whether it be the hospitals, the schools, the colleges, all the stakeholders involved. And the fact was they were not involved, at least none of the elected people were involved, so they were not part of the process. And so they bypassed their own federal laws.
However, Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch says...
I'm not the city attorney, but it's my understanding that that's not correct information. There is no formal role that a local government would play in having a refugee resettlement agency open in the communities. So that information that they're sharing is not correct.
But Ron Brantzner insists...
No, but even if that person was there, all elected people, both city and county, have to be there. They have to be part of it. None of them were. No elected official was part of it.
But Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch says...
That's not an accurate representation of how the refugee resettlement process happens. And I would, direct you or others to a legal opinion. I'm not a lawyer, but I only can just understand our attorney's direction, and their direction is that there is no local role in refugee resettlement.
Mm-hmm.
And just to say that said, we are very supportive of refugee resettlement. So even though we don't have a formal role as a gatekeeper, either inviting people in or keeping people out, we as a community and we as a council have a commitment to having a welcoming community that's inclusive, that's diverse, that where everybody belongs and everybody's welcome, whether people come from a small town or they come from the Congo or they come from Minneapolis. We want people to come to Eau Claire and have a great life. So, it's two different things. One is that isn't a formal role that we can either get to play or have to play as gatekeeper. However, that said, the council has affirmed as part of their strategic vision that they want to have an inclusive community.
After the Eau Claire County Republican Party held an informational meeting on this topic on October 19th, bringing in Brantzner, they held another event yesterday at the Metropolis Resort and Conference Center in Eau Claire. It was promoted as a community forum regarding resettlement of refugees and also identified yesterday as a Patriot rally with many in attendance from throughout western Wisconsin. Those in attendance had a handout on their chair titled Contact Your Local Officials, looking ahead to the Eau Claire City Council's Monday night public hearing. The handout reads like this. It says, "We ask that you write or call all city council members and the city manager with the following or similar message," which reads like this. "Since last March, the city has been planning and laying the groundwork along with World Relief to open an office in Eau Claire, the purpose of which is to prepare to receive 75 refugees initially to live in Eau Claire. No disclosure of this plan was made public until it was reported in late October by TV18. Then the question on yesterday's handout at the event said, "Why was a matter that will have such a profound impact on the future of Eau Claire kept secret from the public?" I asked that question to City Manager Stephanie Hirsch.
Just as I said, we don't have a formal role, so it's not a formal act or proceeding that the council would have in inviting people to come live in Eau Claire. It's something we do on a daily basis. So, for example, we are very excited when the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire announced that more graduates were planning to stay in Eau Claire after graduation as opposed to moving to other cities. We're very excited when a new business opens in Eau Claire, when a new housing development comes here. About half of all of the municipalities in Wisconsin have shrunk in recent years, and Eau Claire is one of the fastest growing areas. It's one of the only really fast growing areas in the state, and we're very proud of that. So it's not something that we seek public input on in terms of having people come to Eau Claire. That's something, it's a part of our mission. It's our goal is to grow and be vibrant. So it's not something that would require any kind of public discussion.
And the Contact Your Local Officials handout at yesterday's Patriot Rally on the resettlement of refugees issue in Eau Claire goes on to say, quote, I, along with many of my neighbors, are very concerned about bringing refugees to our community who do not speak English and have no discernible skills to become employed. The handout reads, we are concerned these people will be a financial burden on city and county social service resources. It says the same will apply to our school system, hospitals, and clinics. It concludes by saying, I am asking the city to pause these efforts in order to clearly show the public with real facts and figures that these refugees will not be a burden on our community. Again, we sought reaction from Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch, who said she and the others are looking ahead to Monday night's hearing.
We'll be there. We're ready to listen. And I think, you know, it's not possible to generalize about a whole group of people. It's not possible. And if we do look at the data in terms of if we are trying to look at averages, you know, on average, refugees are often people who are really, really eager to work incredibly hard. And just in my own experience, both refugee and immigrant families are often just doing everything they can to invest in their children and to have a safe and calm life. And, you know, when you think about a school system, sometimes the children of immigrants are the very top students. Not always, of course, you can't generalize, but lots of times the parents want their kids to be successful and to have that American dream, and they put a lot of energy and some pressure on their kids to be successful and get those good grades, and then they end up being the top of the class, you know, and then our future leaders or future doctors, and, you know, and then some other refugees actually may have been a doctor in their home country, and then they come and they can get certified to become a doctor in the United States. So it's like you just can't generalize. Even if you do generalize, on average, immigrants and refugees are often really great contributors to a community in terms of filling jobs that are hard to fill, living in housing that other people might not want to live in. It's just a real benefit to the communities that host immigrants, as long as people are welcoming and, you know, are good neighbors and like support them. And
one of those briefly addressing yesterday's rally in Eau Claire was Vern Larson, who dealt with the issue of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border with refugee resettlement issues.
Some of these illegal migrants that are coming in are probably terrorists, and they will be. What's to stop them from coming in and taking over these new refugee communities that we're going to be setting up?
Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch says,
I don't know that a bunch of those statements really make sense to me, because one, there's nothing to say that somebody crossing the border illegally would be a terrorist. But then two, if you had refugees coming from the Congo and then you had somebody coming from Mexico, how would they, like, it's two different cultures and completely different places and people, and so it doesn't really make sense to me that there would be some kind of, like, it seems like a fear that's not based in any kind of, like, evidence.
Meanwhile, Matt Bachland of St. Croix County, serving as MC at yesterday's community forum on the resettlement of refugees, expressed this view.
City of Eau Claire officials have been contacted and were invited to come today, as well as, I believe, the World Relief folks were invited to come. And it's very telling, if there's nobody here from the city or from World Relief and county, that they don't want to face the people they're supposed to come to and ask for authority.
Brian, are you home?
Before they come into our community as well as surrounding communities, because the reason why we're all here is it's a 100-mile border wall now, and it's up to us to defend this 100 miles.
To which Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hurst says...
So one thing is that we were honestly concerned about some threats that had been made, and so if we had representatives go, we would have wanted to have a police presence as well, and then that would require having a police detail, which takes people off their weekend activities, like police officers off their weekend activities, and it costs money. That said, I would be very happy to meet with people in smaller groups that seem a little bit more manageable. But we don't really want to be what felt like more like a rally, or, you know, it didn't necessarily seem like a hospitable place to talk about issues.
Republican State Representative Karen Hurd was on hand and briefly spoke at yesterday's forum.
I've been very concerned about this issue. I've been very involved since the moment I heard about it, which was the same time you heard about it. And as a state representative here, I am going to do all that I can. I have already talked to leadership at the assembly, and we are putting forth a bill. It's in drafting now. We'll be out drafting on Monday to do all that we can. We cannot, as a state, overturn federal law, but we can be more restrictive than federal law and require county officials or city officials to put forth a resolution to say, we are for this or we are against this, so that you, the people, can either elect them in or out of office based on their actions.
Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch.
I just go back to people being afraid of something that I don't think they have to be afraid of. And I would encourage everybody to replace the word refugee with college students, or like exchange students from Paris. So like if we had 75 additional college students coming to Eau Claire, and, you know, by the way, college students sometimes drink, they sometimes, you know, wreak havoc, you know, they also are awesome. They work and they set up families here and stuff like that. So if you replace 75 refugees with 75 college students, what would be people's reaction? I mean, I would imagine we'd be happy because it means our community is growing. So it doesn't make sense to get afraid of people coming just because they're from another country or they're a different race or they're a different religion. That's not how we work as a community. We are here for people who want to live here. And the community belongs to everybody who wants to live here. If you commit a crime, there's consequences. But just being a different race or a different nationality is not a crime. It's nothing to be worried about. Being a neighbor with a person of a different race is not scary. It's interesting and it's fun. You know, their kids are going to play with your kids. You're going to eat cool food. You know, you're going to learn something new. It's great. And I wish people, like, it just makes me so sad to think about our leaders so afraid of people of different, you know, who look different or have a different belief system. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't reflect my values, and I don't think it reflects American values or Eau Claire's or Wisconsin, certainly not Christian values. So,
at yesterday's community forum regarding resettlement of refugees in Eau Claire, Matthew Rust of St. Croix County sought to differentiate between loving one's neighbor personally and societally.
So on a personal level, we love our neighbor by helping them personally. We see somebody in need, we take care of them personally. What we're talking about here today is a societal issue. It's much larger than that. And in order to, so when we look at America, the United States, and we see the blessing that it's been to the people here and to the people of the world, we can't overlook the fact that the best way to love our neighbor is to defend and preserve and protect the Christian culture in our nation and in our communities. That is the number one way that we as Americans can love our neighbor.
As for practicing one's Christian faith, Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch says...
And you want, like, we want people who will bring out people's best, right? So if you have the leadership, if people are Christians, that's awesome. And they have something that they can be called to, a high standard, right? Or a higher standard. And we want I want their leadership to say, okay, we share these values. Like, how are we going to put it into action? You know, and like, that's such a shame that the people are ready to help. They're ready to go to church. They're probably willing to help their neighbor. So like, how do we build on that and say, all right, you know, this is how we're going to work together as a community. And it seems like a real missed opportunity.
Finally, Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch says,
in reality, we have really low unemployment, so we cannot fill positions. We need people to work in nursing homes and our factories and our schools and even city government. And we need people who are ready to work and here to help and here to contribute. And there's fewer children born now. There's many fewer people in the age of 5 and under than there are people ages 60 to 65. So we don't have that next generation coming up and able to, you know, take care of me when I go into a nursing home. And we need like new people coming in, and they add a lot. You know, there's nothing to be afraid of having somebody who looks different, even has a different religion or talks a different language. That's fun to me. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. And I just makes me so discouraged to hear people so upset about really what's going to be like families with children, like who will be fun and interesting. I mean, they'll be all different. There's no way you can like describe a whole, you know, every single country, every single ethnicity has a whole range of personalities. You know, there's the person who's a jokester, and there's the person who's serious, and there's the person who's anxious, and the person, you know, every single group of people has every type of person. And that's if these 75 people come to Eau Claire, they're going to be all different personalities, and they're going to bring all kinds of different things to the city of Eau Claire. And I can't wait. I'm super excited about it. And I hope other people will be too. And like, especially if they see there's nothing to be scared of, you know, there's nothing to worry about. It's all good. And we want people from small towns to move here too. We all have something to contribute to Eau Claire, and we all have something to gain from being here as part of a community.
Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch, the issue of refugee resettlement in Eau Claire again, causing quite a stir in recent weeks, continuing with the large rally that was held on Saturday, and also the Eau Claire City Council public hearing Monday night, where it appears many are planning to be in attendance to express their view on this topic. We'll continue to follow this story, as well as many others, on our news on WWIV and WOGO and on Chippewa Valley this week, preceding a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.